Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It's Sunday, April 24th, 2022, and we are live. Defense of Liberty. InfoWars. Tomorrow's news, today. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Thank you so much for joining us on this live Sunday broadcast. We have got an amazing transmission lined up for you today. Drew Hernandez is a great reporter, and he's got so many big topics and things he's personally eyewitnessed that he's going to be joining us about in the last segment of this hour and a little bit into the next hour. And then during the 40-hour Money Bomb emergency broadcast, which I thank everybody for tuning into and supporting, you're amazing. Your fighting spirit is incredible. I had Robert Barnes on. He hadn't been on about 3 months because he's been so busy with cases and things he's doing. He was on fire. Everybody in the studio said it after he was gone. I got calls from all over. I mean, he just was dead on an hour-long interview. So I'm going to air 30 minutes of it in the second hour just to get people hooked. So you'll go to band.video. It's free there. And share the daylights out of the interview. It is very important. Robert Barnes, the left is running scared, attempting to trigger civil war. And that's a fact. That is absolutely going on. But you can see that, I mean, we probably put out 50 videos Friday and Saturday. That's a glut of videos. Usually you don't have a bunch of videos getting more than 50,000 views when we put out that many videos, because there's hundreds of them. The Barnes video, no promotion, 300,000+ views just since it went up yesterday. I called up on the weekend crew and I said, that's a pretty hot interview. You should cut it out and post it. And went, phew. So powerful. I'm not hyping it. It's powerful. It's just dead on, machine gun on. Everything he says is just nailed, 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 nailed. So amazing. Definitely bringing his A game. He's always smart, but he blew me away Friday. Amazing job of the crew working 40 hours straight. And the Money Bomb, we did bring in $1 million between Thursday, Friday, into Saturday, and reached our goal Saturday evening. And I want to thank you all. Now, again, most of that's product sales, so it's really about $500,000. But that will take us over the edge we need to be able to buy supplements and other products of the future to then sell and have money to operate. So our underage is now about $1.5 million. And hopefully if I work hard and get some sponsors and stuff the next month, I'm going to go forward like we're not going to lay people off and implode. Because, again, I could stop ordering product and operate great for 6, 7, 8, 9 months. But then once the product's all sold out, we are insolvent. So we're up against the globalists. We're toe-to-toe with them. I appreciate you keeping us in the fight. We're in this together. They are trying to get through me to get to you. When Trump says that, he's absolutely right. And when he said this last night at a packed rally, he was also dead on that Biden is being given orders and led around by the Easter Bunny at multiple events, doesn't know who he is, and is shaking hands with the air. Here it is.
And we have a president right now, sadly, who has absolutely no idea what the hell is happening. He's shaking hands with the air. He's walking around somewhat bewildered. I'd say it's no good. And taking orders from the Easter Bunny. You saw that one? No, no, no.
You know, I always joke around and say, oh, and the Easter Bunny's going to drop by and make jokes about the Easter Bunny. Like, global warming's real, and so is the Easter Bunny. But literally, he takes orders from everybody because he is in deep dementia, and this was done by design so the globalists can blame him for their agenda, and so they never get in trouble for it. All right, I have gotten really prepared for this broadcast. We've also got some really positive, fun stuff happening in the fight for liberty. Mike Tyson has been being very supportive of the broadcast. So has Tucker Carlson with Savannah Hernandez. And why is that important? If the left can demonize me and make everybody turn on me, they can get everybody to turn on America. Because I am a symbol to the globalists of America, of you. It's true. They see me as the populace they hate. and the loud Texan Second Amendment Christian who never backs down. And they are just dedicated to destroying me, but it's actually causing the reverse, and it's turned the broadcast into a folk hero operation, and it's really exploding right now.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
You have a president that has to be led around by the nose like he is a near terminal Alzheimer patient, who shakes hands with the air and who takes orders from the Easter Bunny. America's enemies work very, very hard to put this puppet in power, and now they're planning a civil war to end the republic as we know it. But humanity is awakening. We still have time to stop. Here is our real president. He's done some things I don't like, but boy, do I love him. Boy, is he funny. Just telling it like it is. And, of course, this information is being censored off of every major platform because we're not allowed to hear from our former president. He's supposed to be banned and taken off the air like InfoWars is. Here is Trump.
And we have a president right now, sadly, who has absolutely no idea what the hell is happening. He's shaking hands with the air. He's walking around somewhat bewildered. I'd say it's no good. And taking orders from the Easter Bunny, you saw that one? No.
And here's the point I've been making really hard lately because other people don't seem to be making it. It's fun to make fun of Biden. It's fun to make fun of the left, except they're run by the big corporations and are kicking our ass. They're running circles around us. They're stealing elections. They're trying to disqualify anybody from running for office that questions elections, when that is the duty and right of every American. And we send the State Department around all over the world to monitor other people's elections that are much more open and fair than ours. It's stunning. Speaking of that, Francis Macron wins re-election, dodges political earthquake. I don't believe that for a minute. Famous election fraud over there in France. Yeah, they've gone to paper ballots, but they're still tabulated at a central center. She was way ahead in all the polls, but, of course, lost. But in areas where conservatives have been able to maintain control, where the left never got control, magically she won in a landslide. Once the left gets control, whether it's in France or whether it's in Germany or whether it's in the UK or Canada or the US, they never relinquish control. And you wonder why things get so bad. Well, it's because they're engaged in total fraud and know that no one can ever remove them. Macron won by 58.8%, we're told, and Le Pen by 41.2%, despite even the scientific polls showing her winning. So there you go. I don't buy it for a single second. Oh, but I'm evil. That's a sign of terrorism. But, Democrat lawyers have been going around the country trying to ban anyone from office, as I said earlier, if they questioned the elections, even though the Democrats promised that if they thought Trump had won, they would never accept it and have their, quote, own inauguration. Judge dismisses lawsuits trying to bar Representative Paul Gosar, Andy Biggs, from running for re-election. But it's going forward because they picked the right Democrat-controlled judge in Georgia, and they're very close to barring Marjorie Taylor Greene from running for office, who won by over 70% landslide. Because she's so popular, they fear her. So, she thinks that we're trying to stop the will of the voter, so you can't vote for who you want. Doing exactly what she says they're doing. I mean, it's just preposterous that that is going on. And we've got great reporter Drew Hernandez joining us coming up a little bit later in the hour to talk about that. And then a bunch of videos he's put together. Now, there's more than 20 of these, and I'm not going to play them all. But we're going to play two or three of them. School teachers saying, we're grooming your children, and we're going to teach them how to be lesbians. And we're going to teach them how to have sex with each other. This is pedophilia. This is pedo talk. And they say, we know your kids are online. We don't care that, it's your fault. You didn't keep them from us, so we're going to get them. And when you turn your children over to these public schools and things, this is what happens. This has happened to people in Austin very close to me that have children who put them in a mainline, nice, upper-end public school, the Eames School District, the richest school district in Texas, and their 10-year-olds came back and said, I'm a lesbian. And they target little girls and teach them this, and that now that they like girls. I mean, you are talking about unbelievable stuff. And they're not just inducting them to be attracted to girls, because that, in anthropology, sociology, psychology, most women that have at one point are attracted to girls, and there's some physiology to that. But then, of course, they're more attracted to males. And that goes back to, the men are off for a long time away when the women are back at home. I mean, let's just get honest about women's psychology. But they're indoctrinating them into a whole leftist system, and they're doing it not when they're adult women, but when they're little children. That's grooming. And it's specifically into the whole LGBTP cult. And they're saying, parents, you can't stop us. Your kids belong to us, just like the San Francisco choir did. So that is coming up, ladies and gentlemen, in the second hour. A lot of big developments with January 6th and the rollout of that, and how the left wants to start a martial law. We're going to be laying that out and their plan and how we can peacefully stop it. We have Senator Orrin Hatch dying. I'll get some into that. We've got Elon Musk really endearing himself to me more and more, going after Bill Gates in a hilarious way. We have just got so much to hit on the COVID-19 front and on the collapse of the border. In fact, that's really the most important thing front and center right now. And we're going to hit that in the next segment. But just think about that. You have the third world starving to death because of 2 years of lockdowns. The IMF and World Bank ordered 2 years of lockdowns in most other countries. You have major food shortages, hundreds of millions set to starve to death, tens of millions have already died. And then now, with the world food chain delivery system breaking down, they now say hundreds of millions are headed towards Europe and North America currently in the next 5 years. Tens of millions a year, you already see that. And here it is. ICE prepares for surge of migrants as Title 42 draws to a close. They will not check if a man is with little kids to see that the dad or a woman is with little kids. They will not check for medical to see if you have any diseases. They are just going to release you 100%. This has already been going on, but now no TB test, no nothing. But, oh, you need to take all these deadly COVID shots or you can't go to your work or your job. This is unbelievable collapse of the country. Can't do a medical check on people. They're just going to turn loose. But federal court orders first gender-affirming surgery for transgender prisoner. So we just have men saying they're women, getting women pregnant in prison from New Jersey to California. They now are going to get taxpayers to pay to have their penises and testicles cut off. So this is unbelievable time to be alive. And really what that is making being sterilized fashionable. And so a lot of folks will say, hey, like the sheriff out in Florida said, hey, we love it when you shoot burglars because we don't have to spend time and money putting them in jail and prison and paying for them. And I get what he's saying. Okay. And hey, you got these prisoners in there? Go ahead. Opt them in to have their genitals cut off so they don't produce anymore. But it's going to end up being everybody, ladies and gentlemen. And it sets a dangerous precedent. And sure, if you can get some whack job to have his testicles cut off who's like a rapist, that's great in prison. And if he opts in, good, cut him off. I mean, it's a free world. But they're targeting four-year-olds in this country and in England and to tell them that they need to sign up. And then the state takes over control of the child, takes control of the decision-making process, and removes the parental relationship completely and then wrecks that child psychologically. So that is satanic, massive criminal abuse. That's completely wrong. And so what you let be done to the prisoners, even though you're kind of like me, I bet, like, well, yeah, screw them. Let them do it. It's going to end up being all of us, and that's how evil works. It tricks you to cut corners because, oh, well, they deserve it. And then once that due process is gone and once this sick stuff is in place, it's everybody, and we're in big trouble. Speaking of that, I mean, imagine just reading this headline. L.A. Times, New York Times are all promoting it like it's no big deal. Here's Town Hall. With California looking to legalize infanticide, pro-lifers are resisting. I mean, can you even believe that we're in a world with headlines like that and that states like New York pass laws where you can keep a baby alive and kill it? Yeah. That's what this is, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, these people are out of control, but they have a plan. We have to be aware of their plan and stand up and say no. We got some big, great reset news as well today. Davos Group news, Bill Gates news. It's all coming up. Infowars.com. Tomorrow's news today. I want to thank you all for your support. Without you, we would be shut down. Your support of Infowars is true defiance of tyranny. Thank you so much for standing with us, and we stand with you.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. ExtendoVite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your
life with ExtendoVite. These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Show. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm going to talk in the next segment about the keys to victory and the fact that more and more people like Joe Rogan and Tucker Carlson and Marjorie Taylor Greene and Savannah Hernandez and so many other people get, and that if we get this as Christians and conservatives and as populists and as nationalists or just people that are common sense and don't want to be slaves, it's game over. The system has collapsed. It knows everybody's done with it. It knows it's in deep trouble, and they know they're all going to go to prison for what they've done unless they can trigger worldwide collapse and make us all kill each other so they can pose as the savior over crises so horrible we forget about all the crimes they've committed. The good news is we're here on air during all of this, and you're out there spreading the word despite all their censorship, so people know worldwide it's the new world order. But it's life and death to expose them so that what they're carrying out will be lessened and will be mitigated and will be dealt with and will be stopped in many cases. And then they all are destroyed by their actions instead of them executing this collapse and these many civil wars and all the rest of it and having us be too stupid to figure out what they've done. You see, they're arrogant. They think because the public's asleep, they're stupid. And I found people are really smart, but they're selfish and in a trance-like state. The sleeper must awaken. You must be reborn, Christ says. And I'm telling you, once you shift and once you have the Holy Spirit, it leads, guides, and directs you. And then your understanding of how the world works will become exponential. And it's the most incredible voyage ever. And I know most of you are already on that voyage. It's why you're here. Some of you more advanced than I am. But it is incredible. By the way, I'm going to hit this big news on the border first. And I'm not ready to talk about this because I've been asked to by some very, very smart people. But they agree it needs to go public. And it will in the next week and a half. Probably the next week. But the Justice Department is not even hiding it. They're meddling in my court cases, federal and state. We have sworn witnesses and their own emails. And the thing is, they're so mad dog now, they're not even hiding it. So you wonder how I'm defaulted and how I don't get to face my accusers and how I don't get to speak at these kangaroo trials or you see the Justice Department involved in Jones's bankruptcy. I'm not going to talk about it yet, but I will, and it is something that retired judges, federal judges, people have never seen. I mean, their mouths are hanging open. Hanging open. Oh, and they're not intimidated. See, there comes a point with the pushing of the authoritarians where people go, oh, my God, you're right about everything. What the hell's going on here? Hello, Ohio, from the Justice Department. We will overcome Alex Jones. This is a quote, and you will not help him. What do you mean? What, we will not help him? He doesn't have access to federal courts? I'm going to stop. I'm already going there. I mean, I'm not even scared by this. I'm scared for everybody. This is crazy. But they're all in their own bubble up there, getting away with Hunter Biden and the Chinese spies and the cocaine, and they're all just think they can do anything. And you know what? If we let them, we will be the new big Ponderosa version of Venezuela. But God help this country. I mean, I can't even believe the stuff they do. Because obviously, you know the rest of the equation. I haven't told you 1/10 of it. But it, on its face, folks, the executive branch contacting the legislative or the judicial branch and telling them to do things is not legal. everything these people are doing. I mean, I have L.A. Times saying, well, what's wrong with killing babies up to 7 weeks? Or, hell, some people are saying up to 3 months. We show you Man on the Street interviews with Mark Dice. He didn't edit those. I mean, he just cut the spaces out. He talked to like 40 people, and almost all of them said, yeah, let's kill babies up to a year old or 10 months. These people, just because they have authority, like Nero or Caligula or Stalin or Hitler or Fidel Castro or Mao Zedong or Genghis Khan, they just think that they are allowed to do whatever they want, however they want, whenever they want. And it's when you come face to face with that, you're like, wow, we really are 2 minutes to midnight. I mean, we really are screwed. But you know what? We brought it on ourselves, being asleep, putting up with being pushed around, the rest of it. And I want to just explain this slowly, because I know our general audience gets it, but we're on over 300 radio stations and over 100 cable and TV stations, and new people are tuning through all the time. They're saying, what are you talking about? You understand the IMF and World Bank control almost all of Africa, almost all of Latin America, almost all of Asia and the Middle East. You can count on two hands countries aren't controlled by them. And the Great Reset is about Western countries going under it. Bankrupting you, so you got to go into debt. When you cut the food off and cut people's jobs off in third world countries where if on average they go above 50% of their income for food, they die. And then war breaks out, riots. It's a known fact. Well, already more than half the world's at about 60% of their paycheck is for food. Artificially cutting it off. What do you think happens when they collapse Latin America and the Middle East and areas of Asia and Africa? Those people flood, and it's the able-bodied men that can do it. They get organized at UN camps for 3 to 6 months, brainwashed, given blank credit cards, given contacts, and then they're sent into Europe, they're sent into the U.S., and they never get jobs. They're on welfare, but they become these private political armies and underclasses of the globalist. And then you see this where there's a law that, okay, well, we at least, even if we're going to release somebody, we got to make sure they haven't kidnapped kids. We got to make sure they don't have tuberculosis or scabies or, you know, any other horrible things, hemorrhagic fever. Because, I mean, there's really a lot of death in the third world. If you didn't know, go hang out in a third world slum in India or Latin America and see how sick you get. I mean, it's bad. Okay, civilization and hygiene and running water is not everywhere. We used to be just as bad years ago until we got running water. That's what really cleaned things up, not the vaccines, all the studies show. So you do that, and you don't even, okay, you're a man, you're a woman with five kids. We're not going to even look at your IDs, and we're not going to stick a thermometer in your mouth. We're not going to even give you medicine. Just get on buses and planes, you're into the U.S., Well, we're all micromanaged and told we've got to test you to get on a plane. We've got to test you to have a job. We've got to make you take all these experimental shots to do anything. We've got to have all your records. While they just flood us with these third world populations who are exempt from the shots and the mask, because under liability internationally, that's cruel and unusual to make somebody take a shot or a mask. The UN won't even do its own dirty work and says we're worried about the shot while they're the ones ordering it worldwide. So imagine no medical testing, no checking of IDs, no nothing. You can just come in. And it's already been like that since Biden got in. ICE prepares for surge of migrants as Title 42 draws to close. That is just unbelievable. So they're not going to do that, but don't worry. You're going to pay for sex changes, which is really just mutilation and sterilization in the prisons. I mean, this is serious business. All right, we got some really good news when we come back. We have the keys to victory. Stay with us. We have over 100 designs of T-shirts that just sit there in our warehouse. We just sell those shirts to fund the operation. But we already made some orders on future shirts coming in. But these are all limited editions. So once these new shirts come in, we're going to sell those, and that's it. We'll have limited editions one at a time in the future. And when they're gone, they're gone. Well, here's the new limited edition shirt. This one is $24.95, really nice fabric. Alex Jones was right on the front with a big red lightning bolt on the back, InfoWars.com. You talk about triggering. You talk about spreading the word. You talk talk about waking people up. Alex Jones was right. Fundraiser shirt. We need the funds to operate. InfoWarsStore.com. Alex Jones was right. It's a gorgeous shirt. We're really proud of it. Get a piece of history now at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Again, be part of history. Support free speech. Be a maverick. Be a rebel. You can't do that in a better way than wearing an Alex Jones was right shirt with InfoWars.com. Big on the back. Available now for a limited time. InfoWarsStore.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
So I get attacked conservatively over 100 times a day in major newspapers and TV stations, both local and national, not just counting foreign ones. I can't even keep track of it. Some days it's 5,000 TV stations or more, because you can do Google alerts and then get the numbers sent to you. Imagine, oh, I have 5,000 today. Oh, I have 1,000 today. Oh, I only have 100 today. Sometimes I get the Google alerts, like, oh, I only have 75. It never drops below that. All lies, all garbage, just criminal, savage gaslighting of the American people. And again, why under Trump, because he's attacked more than I am, why am I so attacked? Because I'm seen as a populist, as a real person that cares about people. I'm not perfect, but I tell the truth, and I love everybody, and I want justice, and I want prosperity, and I don't want infanticide of seven-day-old babies as California's trying to pass a law. And so they can't have anybody challenging their uncommon sense with our common sense. So I've talked about this a lot. Dinosaur media is collapsing. Not just Netflix, not just CNN Plus, not just CNN. All of it is collapsing. And we're led by a guy that gets orders from the Easter Bunny, as Trump said last night. And so what people need to understand is, when you see Tucker Carlson almost every week say, Alex Jones was right, Alex Jones is good, or you see Mike Tyson say it, or Joe Rogan say it, or other people say it, they're saying it because they know the system's created me as a symbol of the populace being bad, and if they simply go along with that, they too will be destroyed. So InfoWars is like a Roman standard that the foreign armies are trying to capture and get. That's what I'm trying to tell you. I don't quite frankly like being this important and have been chosen by the enemy for destruction, but it's because you chose me for leadership. So I don't care about being famous, powerful, any of that. I care about winning and persevering and not backing down. And that's why I can't do it without you. So it's so nice to have Mike Tyson come out and say nice things and talk about human sacrifice. Now I'm right about that on Joe Rogan, and he's really a smart guy now. He's transcended and really, as you say, born again. I mean, as Christian, but just a new person. And then you've also got, you know, he is somewhat Christian, I would say. Then you've got all these other people like Tucker Carlson talking about InfoWars, promoting it, because they understand that that's a symbol of populism and something the enemy's trying to destroy. And by countervailing that, it shows the world it's an intimidation, it's a hoax, it's a fraud, that we should all stop being intimidated by the mess that roared mainstream media. But the on-average 75-year-old member of Congress or the Senate still believes it's all-powerful and is still scared of it. So as long as we're scared of the man behind the curtain, they have power over us. So here's Savannah. First give us a shout out after the show, but also they're visiting Tucker in his studios in Florida. And then we'll go to the actual piece they had. Then we've got Mike Tyson on Joe Rogan. Here it is.
Hi, Alex. Just wanted to send you a quick hello.
Oh, Alex, we were literally just slobbering all over you on camera. Alex Jones, he's so wonderful. How wonderful is he?
We love Alex.
And it was heartfelt, too.
Interesting. What did you think of Alex Jones?
Loved him to death. I still talk to him to this day. I think that he's great. And I think that many more people should have been vocal when he was initially banned. Because I was actually there. I remember,
on a fishing trip that day.
Yeah.
I was in Labrador, and I've regretted it ever since that I didn't come out of the box. I wasn't there. I was off the air. But I completely agree. It was not even about Alex Jones. It's about you can't censor people, period.
Exactly. And Tucker, I remember the exact day when he got censored. I woke up and I looked on my phone and it said, Alex Jones banned from YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. He was banned everywhere. It was a mass banning, mass censorship effort to silence him. And again, I really didn't have an introduction into politics, but I had learned a lot of, you know, things from Alex Jones up front, and everything that he was telling me was not false. The people who condemn him and say that he's a crazy conspiracy theorist do not listen to his show every single day, because I worked for him for 2.5 years. I didn't know the three branches of government when I started. Now I can tell you international policy and what's going on all over the world right now, because I have listened to Alex, and he's talked about, you know, the government corruption historically that we've been through, all of the different operations such as Operation Mockingbird, Operation Paperclip, a lot of these things, the Tuskegee experiment, which is why, you know, the black community is so apprehensive for vaccinations in the modern day. He talks about a lot of these things, and our government doesn't like that. Our government doesn't like being exposed. They don't like people who are willing to tell the truth and people who are willing to push back against the narrative. Look at the fact that the DHS just updated their bulletin to say, hey, if you're spreading distrust in the government, that could be considered terrorism. I don't think so. But
I couldn't, of course, agree with you more, but I'm fascinated by the hate for Alex Jones. I'm not a daily Alex Jones viewer. I don't view anything regularly, actually, but I think Alex Jones seems really talented. He's smart. He's funny as hell. He's truly funny. He's a lot more talented than I am in a lot of ways. That's my takeaway from Alex Jones. But why is he such a threat? Like, why would you hate Alex Jones? I've never understood that.
Because he's telling the truth, Tucker. And again, I know Alex personally, and I've met a lot of people in this industry. And one of my biggest takeaways is that there are a lot of people, especially in conservative media, that are in this for money and fame. They don't actually care about this country, and they don't actually care about America. They're scared about being censored. They're scared about, you know, hurting the wrong people's feelings, not getting the proper endorsement. Alex doesn't care about any of that. Alex cares about the truth. He has since day one. He has made mistakes for sure. but he comes out, he apologizes for it, and he corrects the record, which is something that many people in our media refuse to do. So the people who hate Alex Jones hate him because he is everything that they wish that they could be, somebody who is willing to tell the truth, willing to fight for this country, and actually cares about humanity, not just America, but humanity as a whole.
Yeah, and he owns his own company, and he has no advertisers, so he's kind of immune, really, and the only way to stop him is by destroying him with lawsuits for giving his opinion, which I guess is now a crime or something in the United States, so they're trying to do it that way. I couldn't agree with you more, and why do you think, I've already said why I didn't defend Alex Jones the day he was deplatformed, but I wasn't in the country, but why do you think that more in conservative media didn't take a principled stand against censorship when that happened?
Because Alex was off limits. Look at the fact that right now, Tucker, so many in conservative media who wouldn't even mention Alex Jones's name now say his name on a regular basis. Oh, Alex Jones is right. Alex Jones is right. We see this constantly, okay? The people in the conservative media or in the right wing even will not latch onto a specific narrative or tell the truth until it goes mainstream and they're allowed to do it. So even in the conservative and the right wing faction, the reason why we lose is because we continue to wait for the left, the liberal media, the mainstream media, to allow us to tell us when we are allowed to tell the truth. Alex did that initially from day one. So, I think that's why conservatives didn't stand up for him when they should have, because they weren't allowed to at the time.
I couldn't agree more, but you got to take a stand against censorship, I think. I mean, especially if you're in the media. I find Joy Reid loathsome. I think she's a race hater and she spreads race hate. However, if the government pushed for her to be censored, I would defend Joy Reid without even thinking about it, because I'm against that, period. I don't care who it is, period.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why, like, National Review can't take that stand. Yeah. I think it's very, very odd.
When we hired Savannah 4 years ago, and she was here for 3 years, she was smart right out of college. But, man, she is going to be a force to be reckoned with. She is already as articulate as myself or Tucker Carlson is. And Tucker, I would say, for the genuineness and the charming and the great brain, he's better than me in many ways. That was a nice compliment. He gave me there, saying that I'm, quote, better on air than that's not true. The issue is we're all different, and that's how God made us. But together, we make the world really an amazing place when good people stand up. But if people should take that four-minute clip that's on Infowars.com. I don't think it's even on Infowars.com. We never promote ourselves. But I'll get an article out tomorrow, or I'll have that clip posted under the live show feed with today's show title that's on Infowars, so you can see it and share it, because she totally gets it. We're all intimidated. We let the left make the rules. We get in line hoping they don't censor us, and it's all Pavlovian dog training. The more you give in, the worse it gets. And if we all just start saying what we want and doing what we want and not being intimidated by these people, we're going to win. We got to be smart about it. We got to tell the truth. But we got to stop bowing and groveling to these people. I didn't get to the Mike Tyson, Joe Rogan clip, and I got Drew Hernandez coming up, but I'll get that posted on the site as well. And once we post this to the archive, I'll have it added in post. And who knows, I might get to it next hour. But, Mike Tyson said, you're not supposed to like Alex Jones, but I love him. That's what they're scared of. And people get that to the revolutionaries is they want to shut Alex Jones down because they want to shut you down. It's key to support InfoWars.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We have over 100 designs of T-shirts that just sit there in our warehouse. We just sell those shirts to fund the operation. But we'd already made some orders on future shirts coming in. But these are all limited editions. So once these new shirts come in, we're going to sell those, and that's it. We'll have limited editions one at a time in the future. And when they're gone, they're gone. Well, here's the new limited edition shirt. This one is $24.95, really nice fabric. Alex Jones was right on the front with the big red lightning bolt on the back, InfoWars.com. You talk about triggering. You talk about spreading the word. You talk about waking people up. Alex Jones was right. Fundraiser shirt. We need the funds to operate. InfoWarsStore.com. Alex Jones was right. It's a gorgeous shirt. We're really proud of it. Get a piece of history now at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Again, be part of history. Support free speech. Be a maverick. Be a rebel. You can't do that in a better way than wearing an Alex Jones was right shirt with InfoWars.com. Big on the back. Available now for a limited time. InfoWarsStore.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Sunday, April 24th, 2022, and we're not supposed to be on air right now. Everybody's supposed to be silenced by big globalist corporations led by BlackRock and Vanguard gaslight us all and say that they're going to have a sexual relationship with your children. They're going to have pregnant men emojis. They're going to open our borders up, not do any medical checks, but you're going to do a medical check to get on a bus or a plane. Yeah, it's a criminal takeover to see what you'll put up with. To see what these monsters can get away with. And they are attacking our free speech everywhere. They're not just trying to shut InfoWars down. Look at this. Twitter bans ads that contradict science on climate change. The definition of science is that anybody can challenge it and that anybody can question it. If it's so strong, the carbon dioxide is a deadly gas that kills everything, and that's not true, it's a life-giving gas, then why don't they just let you challenge? They don't let you challenge that two men can have a baby on Twitter or Instagram, because it's a lie, because it's a fraud. And now judge dismisses lawsuit trying to bar Representative Paul Gozer, Andy Biggs from running for re-election. But it's going forward in Georgia against MTG. And I saw the clip where they say to her, why did you call Pelosi a traitor? Oh, and I was like, ooh. They're like, you should be barred from running because you're a traitor. Pelosi and the Democrats called for physically attacking Republicans. and said burning down cities is mostly peaceful. I mean, yes, the Democrats are traitors. Yes, Biden having secret meetings with communist Chinese leaders, with his father in the White House. Now mainstream news is big news. Yeah, that's what traitors are. Dianne Feinstein having her offices run by a known Chinese agent. Swallowswell being penetrated by a Chinese agent. We know that. But, oh, we're the traitors for calling them traitors, and now we have to be banned from running from office because Marjorie Taylor Greene said they want to stop voters' will. And they're like, we'll show you. You can't say we want to steal elections. You're not allowed to run. You're too popular. Wow, what an attempt at power, but why not? They're passing bills everywhere to kill babies for weeks or months after they're born. I mean, there's no bottom to these people. Drew Hernandez is on a whole bunch of platforms, a reporter for a lot of big outfits. Drew H. Live on Twitter, DrewHLive.com. He's an investigative reporter, commentator, and host of Frontline, Andrew Hernandez Live, a good friend of mine. He's got a lot to talk about today on the pedo grooming gangs next hour and more ahead of Robert Barnes and a powerful interview coming up. But front and center, this attempt, the oxymoronic move that if you say we're trying to not let you elect people, you can't run for office. I mean, it's just, it's like saying, are you saying I'm a murderer? Of course I murder people. I mean, it's just amazing. What do you say to that?
I think it's pretty clear, Alex. I think we're seeing what we've been talking about, what you've been talking about for decades, is the fall of the Republic, this infiltration of globalism where they want to destroy any shape or form of nationalism for the American people, not just politicians. And this is what people need to understand. A few years ago, Alex, it was you. You were in the hot seat. You've been the trailblazer from the beginning. They decided to target you in InfoWars because that's what you represented. Nobody thought that they would go after Trump just as harshly. They did. They deplatformed a sitting United States president. They silenced and censored him immediately because he represented the whole populist movement. And what people need to understand, they're going to continue to do this. This is why they're going after Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, because she's a continuation of the populist movement. And you take a look at that kangaroo court, if we can even call it a hearing, Alex. They're sitting there saying, oh, you said we are not going to go quietly into the night. Did you steal lines from that movie Independence Day? It's literally a joke. They want to literally paint anybody that wears a shirt that says 1776 or July 4th or the 4th of July or anything that's pro-Americana or freedom, they're literally going to label you as a domestic terrorist in the United States of America. It's backwards, and this is where people need to understand. Because I know a lot of people sit back and they watch what happens to you, Alex. They watch what happens to Joe Rogan, these big guys, and it's like, you know what? They're probably going to make it. They're going to be fine. But what's happening is we are all Alex Jones. We are all Joe Rogan. We are all MTG. We are all everyone that's getting silenced and censored in the United States of America, whether you're on the left or the right. This is about totalitarian control. And all the leftists out there, this will prove my point. Alex, you were never this hardcore right winger. You got arrested for protesting and going after George W. Bush in the 2000s, Joe Rogan was never this hard right winger. I mean, even Tim Pool, they come out and say Tim Pool is an alt-right YouTuber. The guy's a hardcore classical liberal. What's my point? My point is this. It doesn't matter what side you find yourself on. These people just want one thing. It's power. It's power and control of your mind and your life. And people need to just set aside the political differences and see that they're literally intentionally pinning us against each other. They want to spark a civil war so they have an excuse for complete, total government overreach to control every single one of us. And at this point, Alex, that is not a conspiracy theory. That is quickly becoming reality, and we're watching it unfold. It is in the process right now. It's being installed.
Well, that's right. With tyrants, a couple things can happen. People wake up to it and stop it. Or the tyrants take over and get so crazy they collapse everything and destroy their own system. But then sometimes, like Cuba or Venezuela or North Korea or China, it can go on 50, 60, 70 years, and the people are just in perpetual slavery because the nation has so many resources, and the people just keep working through it. And can you imagine America fully captured by that, what it's going to be like? It just does not sound like a fun place.
We are being destabilized. I mean, the Great Reset is in full motion. And I think a lot of people, when they hear the term Great Reset, It's not just an economic agenda. That's on the surface. Of course, they want to just take away the middle class. They want peasants. They want the elites at the top. And that's what they're systemically doing, not only in the United States, but across the entire globe. But it's also a great reset, build back better, this globalist agenda that hits the heart as well. And we're starting to see this with Disney as well. We've been seeing this with the LGBTQ, this woke agenda that's been targeting children. Now, out in the open, these people are literally opposing an anti-child grooming law. This same agenda is also a moral agenda as well. They want people totally depraved of God, of morality. They don't want anybody with morals. They don't want anybody to tell the difference between left or right, right or wrong anymore, up and down. They want everything backwards so that you will just accept anything they put in front of you.
Andrew Hernandez, you're always on fire. I want you to expand on that, but it's very simple at its core. If we're isolated, if we're depraved, we won't stand up for others, they won't stand up for us, and now we are isolated prey. Being depraved, immoral, lazy, dumb, satanic idiots is the devil setting you up for destruction. And it's very simple, and there's just, where do you see all this going? Because it's getting crazy. Like, everything they do is collapsing. No one's buying into them. CNN's gone. No one's watching any of it. But then they just keep doubling down. Biden's led around by the Easter Bunny. I mean, I feel like I took 10 hits of acid here, brother.
Absolutely. I think everybody's starting to feel like that, Alex, because people are beginning to wake up and realize that everything that people were saying a few years ago about these totalitarian globalist agendas taking over the United States are coming to fruition, and they're coming true because it is real. So I think people are going to wake up. We've been seeing the populist movement grow. A lot of people are exiting the Democrat Party, they'll say, or they're exiting the woke mob or exiting these woke agendas and getting away from these things and just coming back to sanity. But they want to paint that as like right-wing neo-Nazi organizations. That's what they do. But I think more people are going to wake up, Alex, and my hope is that it doesn't get worse before it gets better, because sometimes in history you can see God working this way, where people are either going to listen and they're going to learn one of two ways, Alex. They're either going to learn by wisdom and experience, or they're just going to learn by knowledge and listening of what not to do. So I hope we don't have to continue to go down this dark path where, I don't know, Alex, is Disney just going to start pushing out open child pornography? Is that when we're going to draw the line, Alex? That's not when we draw the line. We don't draw the line when they're openly creating child porn and pushing it out and shoving it down your mouth and saying, you must accept this. If you don't, you're a bigot. That's not when we draw the line, Alex. We draw the line now because they're opposing child grooming laws. People need to understand. They need to support people that get this stuff, especially InfoWars and Band.Video. We don't wait until InfoWars is gone to finally wake up and say, hey, they're at the tip of the spear. Maybe we should have supported them. Where can I donate now? Oh, I'm sorry. InfoWars is gone. You cannot go to a donate button anymore. We need to support patriots that get this and that are pushing back right now. And now is the time, Alex. We cannot wait.
Drew, man, I tell you, I've known you for 4 or 5 years, but you are really fired up and just on point with all of this. We're going to go to break. We're going to come back. You sent me some clips, and I've seen a lot of these, but these are some of the worst. I hadn't seen these, of educators and others saying, look, we're going to form a sexual relationship with your child, and we're going to come after your little girls particularly, and you're just watching this, and it's surreal. You can't believe what's happening. We're going to play it, folks. Next hour with Drew Hernandez. You want to see these demons bragging that we're your teachers, you can't stop us, we have your kids, bragging. While you're at work, your kid's online, we're going to get your kid. To actually say it, we're going to get your child. I mean, these people are out in the open and emboldened. Stay with us.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.